Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a community of truly committed folks. And I have today Rita Hubbard from the Holiday Meals Program. And I just say thank you, Rita, for making some time at a very busy time of year for you to come in and tell our listeners about the work you do with the holiday meals.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come in because it is a huge thing to do for our community, and we have lots of good volunteers, and the dinners themselves are awesome. So we're
so help our listeners understand a little bit about the breadth of what you do. It's the Tri-Areas Thanksgiving and the Tri-Areas Christmas, but you have now called it the holiday meal, and you started when?
Well, I took over as chairperson, person in charge last year because someone else couldn't do it. And so I stepped up. And so it was naturally chosen to do it again this year. So we started holiday meals, and OLECAP is generous enough to loan us the facility. So we do that. The Rotary Club, which is the East Jefferson Rotary of Chimicum out in Jefferson County, backs us as well. So if we run out of money, they have committed to giving us more money. The Port Townsend Sunrise Rotary as well is giving volunteers, and I'm a member of that Rotary as well, the secretary of that Rotary. So the holiday meals itself, we're going to do it on Thanksgiving Day and on Christmas Day, and we serve from 11:30 until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And I understand you have a phenomenal amount of prep. It's not just Thanksgiving Day that your volunteers are working, or Christmas Day that they're working.
That's correct. Wednesday night, we are peeling potatoes and snapping beans and making cranberry sauce and getting the turkeys ready to go into the oven. We go to the Chimicum School to cook the turkeys, actually, in the gravy. I have an awesome chef. John Foss has stepped up twice, and he's doing that for us. And I've got a couple of sous chefs, actually, this year that have stepped up and said, wow, I want to help, too. So we've got lots of people that are just, you know, coming out of the woodwork to help, which is really great. And I hope to have all our volunteers in place for Thanksgiving, but we're also looking for Christmas Day volunteers
as well. Right, right. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the who the meal serves and what the intention of these meals are about.
The meal serves anyone who wants to come and enjoy a meal. So it's not for the poor. It's not for the wealthy. It's not for the in-between. It's not for the homeless. It's for anyone who is alone and wants to come and enjoy a meal with other people on Thanksgiving Day. They might be by themselves. They might have a family in, and they just want to come and enjoy the family at the center. It's for anyone who wants to come, and it's just really joyous. I mean, last year we had one table that was just full of family and friends that came and just enjoyed the afternoon. It was wonderful.
What a fun way to build community and actually share, as you mentioned, you know, to your maybe your out-of-town family. Let's go do this and meet our community. I didn't realize that about this meal. So if I have the capacity, I could donate or give something at the door, but if I don't have the capacity, I could just walk in. Do you accept donations that day?
Or? Oh, absolutely. We, you know, we have a donation jar out, but you're not required to make a donation. But we have a lot of people who donate, and which is really awesome because then it carries over into the next year, so we can continue doing this. It's sustainable for us, which is wonderful.
I really like that idea. I mean, I haven't branched out into the Chimicum area, and I think my oven could stay clean, my kitchen could stay clean, and I could meet some new friends that I've not known before.
Absolutely, and any volunteers that come in too, we encourage them to come early for their shift if they're on the later shift, or stay afterwards and have a meal as well. So the volunteers also get fed.
How many volunteers does it take to pull off a meal? I know Thanksgiving is right up against this airing. How many do we have involved in that project?
We have at least, I need at least 100 people volunteering.
Amazing.
And that's from cooking to serving to table hosting to cleaning up. carrying dishes. I mean, it's just it's a huge process.
So this is table service or is it a buffet style?
It's buffet style, but we have table hosts, and the hosts stand at the table. And if somebody wants an extra drink or, you know, they need a little help carrying their food, that's what the table host is for.
Oh, how lovely. And you have a fair amount of folks in place for the Thanksgiving meal?
We do. But, you know, if anybody wants to come out and, you know, just give me a call, and if, you know, if I have something that I can let them do, I'd be more than happy to have them come out, because I would like to involve as many people in the process as we can.
And if Thanksgiving doesn't work for these folks, you have a Christmas meal that's a little further out on the calendar.
Absolutely. Christmas Day, we're going to do the same thing. We'll be there on Christmas Day. Thankfully, last year we did it on Christmas Eve because we had a huge snowstorm on Christmas Day last year.
Oh my, that's right.
We wouldn't
right.
have had anyone show up on Christmas Day. So as it just so happened, my chef wasn't available on Christmas Day, so we had it on Christmas Eve, and that worked out. So somebody was watching out for
us. I'll say serendipitous. Yeah. Well, backing up to Thanksgiving, and we will get back to Christmas, because I think that's where a lot of our focus could be with talking to volunteers or potential volunteers that are listening. But how many meals do you serve at Thanksgiving?
You know, I don't think we even kept track, but we sent out about 50 meals to Homebound. We give to the homeless shelter every year. We deliver to them, but we deliver meals as well. So anybody who needs a meal delivered at home that can't get out, we also have that. And I'll give you some phone numbers here shortly to do that.
I would like that. So you're saying not only do you serve on site at the Tri-Area Center, but you are also building meals that are sent out to the homeless shelter and building meals that get delivered. And how would folks learn about getting a meal delivered if they were concerned about a family friend or...
All they have to do is make a phone call to the center, and that number is 360-390-4014, option 4. And all you have to do is leave a message that you'd like a home delivery, and we will get back to you and get all the information. We have dedicated drivers who go out and do that for us.
Oh, that is wonderful. And you are pretty well staffed for the Thanksgiving meal, but you're inviting people to call you now anyway?
Absolutely.
And what is how do you want to be reached? By phone or by email?
The best way is to call the number that I just gave, and we'll put that out again because we check that several times a day. So we will get back to anybody who calls in.
And this phone number, is that actually Olicap's phone number?
It is at the Tri-Area Center itself.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm just so struck by how many community service organizations come alongside. It's not necessarily Olicap's program. It is a standalone program. And you mentioned to me earlier that you are endeavoring to get a 501c3 designation, and you've got a year-round focus.
We do. And the volunteers, I mean, the support that we get also, like Pan de Amore, is delivered, gives us 300 rolls for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they deliver them to me on that day. The Farms Reach Cafe does pies for us. Other people have donated other things for us too. Jefferson Healthcare is a big supporter for us. And of course, the Rotaries and the gals at the First Security Bank, who our treasurer works there. And so they're involved in helping, volunteering, and they've been awesome to us. So we just got a lot of people to thank.
Yeah.
Bill and Elena Kraut from Hadlock Building Supply have been very involved in it, as well as Olympic Equipment Rentals gives us stuff. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on.
There's a lot more to a meal than just the meal. And Rita, how did you get involved?
Well, because Elena and Bill are friends, and so she wasn't able to take charge, and so she asked me if I would. And so I said, sure, I'll take over for you for this year.
And what is your background that you seem so calm and collected, and you've got so many variables you're talking about? I'm thinking, I'd be more frazzled. So what is your work history that brings you to this capacity?
Well, first of all, I grew up in a family of 8 children,
okay.
and we had a great base of service, because my father was in the service, all my brothers were all in the service, and we have just always been service-oriented as a family, and so that's what I've done there. And then, you know, I just went into the working world, and I'm just a very confident person, and I have to say it's because of my family and background and upbringing. Right now, I'm the executive assistant at Port Townsend Paper Corporation, so I work full-time, and so it's an awesome place to work, and the people there are wonderful. So, you know, they also volunteer and help out with a lot of stuff as well.
That's really important. I'm glad you mentioned that you are working a full-time, and you've figured out a way to do what I would say a project-based volunteer opportunity. And for listeners, sometimes it can be overwhelming to think about how can I commit to something, and I like to talk about project versus continuous. You know, if you have an ongoing commitment, this is one of those that if you want to get your feet wet, you could really step in and do something incredibly meaningful, get to know your community, and just get a huge sense of reward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's true.
And so, you know, it's funny. I come from a military background too, and many of my Thanksgiving meals were in mess halls because they would serve this incredible meal, or it was the USO Club.
Sure.
And I've had more meals with strangers than I probably have had with my family. And Thanksgiving is a very special time to connect with others.
I love Thanksgiving. You know, it sometimes gets passed over because Christmas all of a sudden is, you know, on the shelves for everything. And so, but Thanksgiving is my favorite. My favorite holiday.
Moment where we can take a time to express gratitude and be thoughtful to others in just the smallest of gestures. A host at a table, that is so lovely.
Right. And just, you know, take a couple of hours of your day that day and do something for someone else. You know, Rotary is a service-oriented company. And so, I mean, project. And so that's why I'm involved with them. And I've just always been community oriented. So,
well, I can't help but think that there's got to be a big spreadsheet that you just manage quite well, because as you think about the pies being delivered and the roles that have to be picked up and the sous chef and the support, and, you know, it starts, you know, 2 or 3 days before the meal. And I'm sure there's some follow up after the fact. Let's talk about the holiday meal, the Christmas one. What does that look like in terms of volunteer opportunities? Much the same as the Thanksgiving?
It's exactly the same as the Thanksgiving. We, you know, do the prep, some of the prep the night before, but most of it's done on Christmas Day, Christmas morning. And so then we have the same thing. We have servers and chefs and dishwashers and the whole thing. I mean, it's exactly the same as far as timing and everything goes for that.
And a typical volunteer opportunity, would it be they'd reach out to you and then they'd have a 2 to 4 hour slot, or you'd give them some options?
Right. We have for the shifts are 11:30 to 1:30 and 1:30 to 3. And then we have a 3 to 4 cleanup time.
And that's for the Christmas meal.
As well. And so the awesome thing is, you know, people say, oh, well, just put me on the late one and then I'll stay and help clean up.
Oh,
and you know, things like that, and when people do that and say that, it just warms your heart, because
because
that's the hardest part, you know, is cleaning up and, you know, straightening up and getting it all out the door again. So, but Christmas Day is another special day. And oh, one other thing that we have, I had a lady step up and say that her son was kind of very shy, but he wanted to do something. So they're going to do like little favors at every table setting for us. And so I don't know what that's going to look like, but they're very excited about it, and they're hoping to do it for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. So that'll be really cool.
That is so lovely. I think, you know, people need to work in a way that they're most comfortable, and your organization was open enough to take on a new idea and say, go with it. So a little table favors he's making.
He is. And you know, the other thing that I wanted to mention too, is this is not just for adults. I would really like to see more kids involved in service, because they really don't know what it's like to, you know, want for something, or you know, to see other people who are struggling, or some people who are lonely. And so when they come and they're there for service, I already have a couple of 8-year-old kids that are coming to, and they're going to do table service because hosting a table, because they like to talk to people. And so
delightful.
Things like that are just going to be awesome. But I'd like to see a lot more children, so it's, you know, the adults can come and bring their kids to help out as well.
So on the day before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, you'll be having some prep or some opportunity to get involved?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, there is a little bit to do, like setting up the tables and that kind of thing. There's not a whole lot of prep for food, I don't think, but I'm not sure what the menu is yet. I know we'll have ham, but I don't know what else that they'll be serving. So
as you talk about the setup, do you have decor or folks that come in and decorate for the holiday?
The Nordland Garden Club gives us all our table decorations for Thanksgiving, and then the Garden Club of Inchimicum does them for Christmas. And the Interact Club from Rotary comes in and sets up all the tables for us. So they put on the tablecloths and puts down all of the initial dishes and everything and sets up the table so that it's beautiful when people come in.
This is a well-run opportunity. So if a volunteer is looking for a place to get connected with their community, you're new to the area or if you've never volunteered, I would highly recommend checking in with Rita Hubbard from the Holiday Meals Tri-Area Center being served this year. And Rita, how could they reach out to you again?
They can call 360-690-4014, option 4, or they can also email me at sidandrita@yahoo.com. That's sidandrita@yahoo.com.
Now, I came across your name because I saw it on Nextdoor.
That's right.
Another place where you might get connected with Rita.
We have had so many people step up from Nextdoor, and they're still calling me from Nextdoor, which is awesome. We'll be putting it out on Facebook. We hope to have a website eventually, but we're not there yet.
Are there any particular needs in our last few minutes that you want to talk about, that donations or gaps, or what's the most challenging volunteer opportunity to fill?
There's really no gaps there. And like I said, everybody, you know, anybody who wants to volunteer can just call me. And we usually have a lot of volunteers. And I know the people don't like to stand around. So when they come, so we try not to have too many backup people, but sometimes we need backup because people get sick or have a family emergency and can't make it for some reason or another.
And if we wanted to join the holiday meal at Christmas, again, it's just show up. There's no phone call. There's no reservation. There's no necessarily a donation.
Correct.
But what is that? Could you give the address of the actual location for both of these meals?
Right. The Tri-Area Center is located at 10 West Valley Road, Chimicum, and it's right across the street from the Chimicum School.
And the meal will be served for Thanksgiving at what time?
It starts at 11:30. And then it goes until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then on Christmas Day, it will actually be served on Christmas Day at what time?
Same thing, 11:30 in the morning and finishing by 3.
Rita, it's been a real joy talking to you today. I'm so inspired. I want to put my apron on. More importantly, I want to go meet some new folks down at that Tri-Area Center. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. And I thank Rita Hubbard for taking some time out of her busy day to join us. Our sound and editing today is in the expert hands of Jared Dufresne, one of our many dedicated volunteers at KPTZ. I would also like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day. Thanks.